You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host, Nah Fuck That, with your low, Glasses Malone.
That dude Hellifer is probably the most influential producer in Detroit right now with the boom, boom, boom. Them thick bass lines that he came with them bass lines, with the boom, boom, boom. And you hear it in every damn song damn near now.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
You know.
Let's make sure we don't talk over each other because it get real digitized and I don't like that.
100%.
Again, part three of this three-part podcast, we started off having a conversation, the first podcast, rooted in just culture in general, like what hip-hop was, street urban culture, right? And we started to break it down, dissect it, and loosely we cover brand, we talk about marketing, we talked about the culture itself, right? And then the second one, the last time we talked about this, right, we talked about, what were we talking about? We were talking about what was wrong with the content creating space in hip-hop, right? We were talking about everything wrong with the content creating space in hip-hop. Hip-hop is just kind of following, like, they don't have a real angle. They're just doing shit. They're just trying to be popular. Everybody's trying to win the popularity lottery. So they get so popular, that they records start to matter. Also, we chopped it up because about so not only trying to win the popularity lottery, but not really having a true direct line of business.
It's interesting. I did a bit, obviously, over the weekend, which you guys have heard about how the dollar and pussy left the gold standard. In hip hop, the culture at the street level is the gold standard. They've decoupled. It's now floating currencies of just random popularities tied to other random popularities of performers. There's no gold standard anymore. What's happening is we're experiencing the hypertrophy and the inflation of hip hop because there's no gold standard anymore. And therefore, the value is on borrowed time.
Totally fucking agree.
The value is on borrowed time.
Is the gold standard that gave hip hop its true value. Oh my God. I never thought about it like that.
It just came to me. Everything is about currency. Everything is about stability of currency.
So now we're up to this third part. And again, I call this my hip hop stimulus package. It's for the West, but anybody can adopt this. And I'm glad you added that. That was brilliant. To the music. You know, we haven't talked about the music. We've talked about marketing and branding to me, and that's important because visually, you know what I mean? That's we see music before we hear it today. Because everything we discover is based off looking down at our phones.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like when Steel was young or when I was younger, you heard it on the radio or you heard it just at a party. Now we see it on our phone being back. So I understand why we took a really deep dive into content and even the brand of what is hip hop, right? But back to the music, because that's the finishing point. Like we was talking about Sexy Red, to me, who has a fantastic job of brand. Her brand is A1. Any of us, all four of us, could see Sexy Red on the street and we know her, right? Two, we know everything internally she represents. Like if I ask y'all different things, expressions, and where she's from, we know her marketing, we know her outfit, we know her morals. But I think her true problem lies in the music. Like her music is really great ideas, but they're not finished. The ideas are not produced and finished. And that's why if you look at her on the chart, her chart performance is never great, even with all that attention. Like it's great for any hip hop artist, right? Because that's dope. Like she's getting close to the top 40, right? She's 46 or 57 or 60 something, right? Which is incredible for Urban X. But hip hop had already paved the way to the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. So there's no excuse any longer to only be, you know, outside of it. Now you have a trailblaze for 30 years since Dr. Dre and them. They have trailblazed a path directly to consistent hit records for hip hop. And I think musically what's wrong, we've talked about this, is when I study all the time before me, even the generation that still is right before me, remember, like, you had to pretty much know something about music to make it. Steel Generation is kind of the first generation that didn't know shit about music to start making music, making records. But they still was connected closer to musicians. And the ones who went and embodied and found musicians did well, right? The Dr. Dre's, the DJ Quicks, the guys who went and found musicians, right? But now we're in a crazier situation because when Steel was growing up, they had the drum machine. The drum machine was new, right? When Steel was a little kid, right? Kraftwerk and them introduced it to hip hop. And then, you know, Planet Rock, you know, Bam and them got it and started making records. And hip hop started using the drum machine, cutting down the time to get to finished records.
Well, if I can interject real quick, G.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you what had a profound impact on today versus, you know, when I was coming up. Is it was before mandatory to music.
Before we get there.
Hear me out real quick because this goes right into what you're saying right now. We had to take music and as a class, right? It wasn't a choice. I believe when they cut those programs out, bro, I think you saw the decline in it then. I think that's what happened.
Well, I don't think it, and that's the point. I don't think it's just the decline of the music classes. I do agree with you in a sense because that affected my generation. me and P generation, right? That wise we got down there. Now we didn't know. But remember, the drum machine helped your generation get from not being able to play the drums to having drums to sample over. Right outside of the sampler, they was able to use a drum machine in their fingers and make a rhythm.
Yeah.
Now it's even worse because technology has came full circle and there's much, they're like, they're way less barriers of entry. Like now with a laptop, anybody could get in.
Did you ever see the movie Multiplicity from like the 90s with Michael Keaton?
No, I remember hearing about it.
It's a stupid goofball comedy movie or whatever, but he's a guy, he's just like a dad in the suburbs or whatever the hell, and somehow he clones himself and makes a guy, his clone's number is number two. He calls him two. So he can split up the work of being like working, being a good dad, all this other shit. And then two clones himself to three. And now he's three times, but three isn't quite what one is. And then three clones himself to four, and four is borderline retarded. So the more you clone away from the original, the further the generations away you get, the worse and worse kind of the quality becomes as you're taking a sample of a sample copy of a sample copy. Of a sample.
You keep copying something in black ink. If you copy that copy, eventually the paper becomes...
Yeah, you take a picture of a picture, and then a picture of a picture of a picture, and then you take a picture of a picture of a picture of a picture. It's a little foggy.
So I think now that even drum machines, right? Because drum machines and stealing them time was really more expensive. When I talked to Warren and different people, drum machines were really expensive. So there was still... They wasn't quite as expensive as drums themselves, where you needed talent, but you know what I mean? Because you do need some talent for drum machines. It's not completely void, but it's less than you need for drums to mic it up and record it, right? But a drum machine.
What's considered expensive then for a drum machine?
How much was them MPCs when you was younger still that you remember?
Shoot, man, $3,500,
$3,000. That's a goddamn car.
Yeah,
Back when you look at that shit, man, it was like a fantasy. It was like, man, I'll never be able to have one of those.
I remember, yeah, even in the growing up in the 90s, it was still like they cost that much. So, yeah.
So, no ceilings, GL, in this motherfucker. This is the third part to my three-part series. Hopefully you caught the first two. This is the third version, but this is like my personal hip-hop stimulus. Kind of summarize in about 3.5-4 hours to help really truly clear out a lot of the congestion. Like Pete is saying, which is dope, how he comparing it to the gold standard. So Pete is obviously here. My man Joey Westside, he was a part of the first two conversations, so we got him back. Joey Westside, one half of the LA Giants rap group out of Los Angeles. My big brother, manager, podcaster extraordinaire, Steel, who they just did 1 million downloads on Gangsta Chronicles last year for the sixth season. So we're going in the seventh season. So congrats on that.
1.87 to be more precise.
Okay.
Well, oh, man, congratulations on the 187.
Minus 1.8 because it's not two.
Yeah, it should be more.
Round down. So long story short, like still saying, right? So it's $3,500 to get an SP or an MPC, right? Guess what? That eliminated a lot of people that was playing. You couldn't just wake up one day and play with it, right? It wasn't no joke. Fast forward to 2024, you can get a laptop for $100 or you can get your phone on a payment and download fucking Fruity Loops. And at that point, people can buy your music. So we're so far away from people having to really be serious about it, yet it's enough people that's taking a chance to try to program. So what you have is a lot more program ideas than produced ideas. It's like how we witnessing the rise of Tubi movies, where you have now the equipment is much less, so now you have less barriers of entry for creators.
It's fascinating that the expansion of participation has resulted in the homogenization of the result. That is fucking bizarre.
That is bizarre. Say that one more time for Joey, because Joey's staring at your motherfucking ass.
The expansion of participation. So 25 years ago, because you weeded out only the super, super motivated who really wanted to invest in themselves.
Yeah,
the
money. Gotcha.
20 people, right? Made all the beats, whatever the number was. Right. Now it's 20,000 because any idiot can do it. So you have way more ideas, way more mind power, way more creative contribution en masse. Yet, 30 years ago versus today, it's way more homogenized sound. Everything sounds, everybody's shit sounds the same, yet there's way more creative effort being put in on a broad scale than there used to be. If they got a 20 yeah, people, it all right. sounds the same. Out of 20,000, now it sounds the same.
Man, we was able to tell producers apart. Like, we knew who did what when you heard it. To the point where if they said this person produced it, you was excited to hear, like, oh, he did. Let me see what this sound like. You, Timberland sound like Tim. Cat sound like Cat. Quick sound like Quick. Dre sound like Dre. You know what I mean? Neptune sound like Neptunes. And now, man, it's just you're right. It's just like,
awesome.
Everybody got the same program.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
But what's funny is, to Pete's point, I think there's less creativity. I think there's more just programming. It's more calculator work, more follow instructions, listen to this, artist type beats. So there's less creative. There's less creativity. I mean, that's probably not true. Probably on the scale, there's going to be more. But because there's so much fucking fizz at the top of the fucking beer, You know what I mean? You could never even take advantage of how much beer is in the glass versus how much beer used to be in the glass. Because now at this point, it's just the top of the motherfucker got all the fucking fizz and what you call that shit, the suds or the beer.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker take up half the cup. But the point I was saying is you're going to still have to invest and take some of these programmed ideas and have them produced still. You have to take a lot of these programmed ideas, and once you finish the idea yourself, you put your lyrics on, you have them produced by somebody that's still at the next level. And I think that's where the creativity truly lies. Like, that's the one thing that nobody can argue about with Cancel These Nuts. Trust me, people, if they could slander me, because it's so many people that don't agree with my opinion right now. But the one thing they're going to do when they press play is going to be like, they can say, oh, man, it's West. They're going to know that shit is tough. And that's because all the ideas are produced. So they could have started off programmed, but they're going to end up produced. It's like if a nigga that was making a Tubi movie took it to a bomb-ass editor and a bomb-ass colorist. You feel me? Even though when he recorded it, he may didn't have the best sound. He might didn't have the best cameraman. He might didn't have the best, you know, equipment. But if you take it to a true pro editor, you still will end up with some fucking quality crazy shit. It may not be the top level shit, like, because you didn't start. Like, one thing I realized when I was working on Glass House 2, we was chasing Dre's mixing. Right, we was chasing 2001. And I remember spending over $20,000 chasing the sound that was 2001 and not even being close. But what I realized before anybody told me, his shit started, Dre mixing starts at the production. He's going to have a specific style of kick that kick started with. It's not going to probably be that kick, or he going to take fucking days and days of mixing that fucking kick or clap. Most times he starts with a certain level of quality sound to make it work. So even his finishing in the mix, the final mix of the song where you balance the sound, is going to be better because they started the work early. So I'm not saying somebody that's making a Tubi movie, you're going to make Friday. You know what I mean? Most likely you're not going to get a Tubi movie that's going to be as quality or as great as Friday because they started with quality things to start with, right? But you can end up with a much better product and a much more respectable, you know, piece if you actually let somebody produce and finish it.
Stuff like mixing a two track or something.
Mm-hmm. It's like still like Pete said, the gold standard. If you take today's money and buy gold, gold is still going to be gold. Even if it ain't as much gold as it once was yesterday, gold still gold.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, gold is what per ounce right now, Pete? Was it 2,000?
Around about 2,000.
18, 19. So if you spend 2,000 of today's money on gold, on an ounce of gold, still gold. So you can have that gold. That gold is going to move with the currency no matter what. If currency gets too inflated, that gold going to be worth 3,200. Now, you didn't get it when it was 400. You didn't start early enough in the production of it, but you could fix it. And I think that's what needs to happen. But that also requires us to repair the relationship we have with hip hop fathers and music fathers. I'm thinking about, we always talk about how great the Chronic is. We always talk about how great Doggy Style is. People don't know how many people contributed to those records that were real people from a different era of great music.
Right.
Man. People don't realize the Chronic was recorded right at Solar, where they had access to musicians, quality equipment, really talented ears, you know, fucking Dick Griffey, rest in peace from Solar. Solar is responsible. That's a record label. Sounds of Los Angeles Recording. It's a record label that gave us The Whispers, right? That gave us The Deal. That's where Babyface and L.A. Reid came from. They gave us Climax. They gave us a lot of dope shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they recorded the Chronic at that studio with access to musicians and an ear as great as Dick Griffey. So even if Dre, you know, who was already 10 years in at this point, roughly, he can have, it's like when I would go to Skip Saylor, have Skip come in the room. It's just going to be certain things he going to know better. So I think where hip hop needs to really, what they need to truly, what hip hop truly needs to fix itself musically is they have to start connecting with music. You know what I mean? They have to connect with music. They got to get back connected with music. You can't just say, I can do this myself. James Brown couldn't say, I could do this myself. I get it. Prince might have. Prince is probably that one dude that's like, I do this myself. You niggas ain't Prince.
Niggas ain't Prince, man. They say that self-taught over now. How many instruments?
Who the fuck knows?
Yes, there are.
I would not be trying to take that fucking role.
Yeah. Yeah, that's different, man. He was a different dude.
Even Pimp C said that.
And yeah. I don't give a fuck. And honestly, let's be honest. Some people care about that. Listen, man, the final product is the only thing that matter. The final product is the only thing that matter.
Yeah, because you got people that can play but can't produce.
Hands down. Because they're two different journeys.
Right.
They're two different journeys.
Mm-hmm.
They're two different journeys. It's just because the equipment is like much more affordable, like because there's less barriers of entry, that don't mean you shouldn't respect the craft. So you always should be trying to connect yourself to the legacy and the rich history of what it is you do. If you are in music, you should be trying to connect. If you're from LA and you make any level of G-Funk, like a Jason Cash, right? Or shout out to Jay, shout out to Perico, shout out to certain homies, and they make any level of connection to funk, there's no way Battle Cat should not be in your mix eventually. Now, maybe you can't afford Battle Cat to do a whole album. Now, maybe if you're in Atlanta, you can't afford to do Toomp a whole album. Maybe if you're in New York, you can't afford Switch to do a whole album. Maybe if you're in the Midwest, you can't afford Trackster to do a whole album. But that don't mean you shouldn't be using their contributions to your production. Maybe you can go to them and say, hey, man, I just need a baseline. Hey, I just need you to figure out what's wrong with this. I got this. Their knowledge is worth it. Now, right. Again, we could all be arrogant and talk about where we at in time and, oh, I could be anybody. Somewhere along the line, somebody lied to rappers and told them that they need to be the most confident in the room. I'm tired of hearing rap niggas talking about, I supposed to feel like I'm the best. No, you fucking not. No, you are fucking not, because you are fucking not the best. I heard a motherfucker, oh, the homie Simba said he was better than fucking Eminem. And I got mad as a motherfucker. I called his manager. I said, cuz, this nigga is tripping. Well, you
ain't that the first like
no, he fuck. Hold up.
Thing about hip-hop,
hold on. Hold on. No, he is not supposed to feel like he's fucking better than Eminem. And I'm tired of niggas feeling like they need to feel like some way that they didn't fucking earn. How the fuck are you better than somebody been doing something 30 fucking years and know it inside and out? You know how ridiculously ignorant and arrogant you got to think? So all you motherfuckers that think you better than some of these motherfuckers, that's your problem.
Professionally, doing it that long professionally.
At the highest level.
Man.
So you don't think at some point the MC should feel like they're the greatest?
No. Why the fuck would you think you're the fucking greatest?
Who the you don't fuck, think Kool G Rap feel like he was the greatest?
Who?
Kool G Rap.
Why the fuck do I care? I'm telling you, no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't feel like that way till you check some fucking boxes.
Well, I don't think you should come out the gate saying you're better than somebody. I think that's disrespectful. But I think if you're a pioneer, like, I think if you're a Rakim, or, but you know what, though? If you ever notice, a Rakim would never come out and say, oh, I'm the greatest.
Why the fuck would Rakim have to say that when everybody else going to say it for him?
Yeah, he ain't got
to
say
it. Rakim don't have to say that shit.
He had to come out and say that stuff. I think Hov said he's the best.
That's part of his marketing.
Yeah, and he done checked some boxes, too.
And he put in some work.
Yeah,
yeah,
but niggas feeling like, but niggas that's feeling like they should be able to claim the title of something that they didn't put nowhere near enough work in to earn, and they're not even curious to figure out the work, that's fucking delusion. Like, I do think you need, I was telling Joey this earlier, I genuinely believe you need a little bit of delusion to be successful in this life, to thrive. You gotta believe some delusion. But these niggas is, this shit is schizophrenic at this point.
Yeah, it just get ridiculous at times. what we seeing a lot now is that people are just, remember we was talking about how people don't formulate their own opinions no more. Like, and it be people just saying shit that ain't even tapped in. They don't even listening. Like, and it just starts saying some shit is bad or something, or you better. It's like, you're not even listening to what's going on, because if you were, you wouldn't say this. You wouldn't call certain people trash if you was really listening.
I used to have this conversation with my Mexican homies, right? That rap, that rhyme and shit, right? Means and trash. And they used to try to tell me how good they didn't think Lil Rob was. How good they didn't think Baby Bash was. And I remember telling them, like, them dudes is really good. Man, no, they don't sound like Jay-Z. They don't sound like Nas. They're not supposed to sound like fucking Jay-Z or fucking Nas.
Never will be able to.
Rob was actually a pretty amazing, dog. He was not only an amazing rapper, he was an amazing songwriter as well.
Yeah, he's a fantastic, but I get why. Because if you're comparing greatness, right, when you're listening to music to one specific person, then you miss the greatness of what makes hip hop great. That one thing I've realized is there is truly no one best person, right? There's a person that rap can, like, hip hop can be as good as it can get with certain people. Like, people really feel a certain way when I have these takes or these ideas. Snoop is as good as hip hop can be. Snoop in his prime is as great as Jay-Z in his prime any day of the week. It don't matter that Snoop don't got enough. He don't got the bars that you think is bars. What he has is so perfected, right, that it makes him as great as hip hop can happen. Busta Rhymes is another one that is great as hip hop can happen. Lil Wayne, they're as great as it can be. Now, wherever you argue up in that penthouse and argue with them niggas, the Scarfaces, the Nas's, you know, the niggas all in that penthouse that's up there, Eminem's, the Kanye, you can argue all you want to. Then it becomes preference.
Bro, that's the preference. Those names that you're speaking, man, those are upper echelon. And I do feel what you're saying, man. I do think, because when I hear people talk about like a Scarface or a Nas, and I don't hear that reverence in their voice or that enthusiasm, I tell them they just not listening.
Yeah.
You don't want to listen. You just refusing to listen. Now, yeah. I do think there are some amazing young artists. There's a couple of rappers I like. I think Joey is incredible. We talk about that all the time. Sure. But I do think that you got to show some respect for the architects.
And you got to put in some fucking work.
Yeah, man. I'm careful I speak that, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got to put in some fucking work.
Yeah, I speak on any artist that then checked off the boxes, even if I think they underwhelming. I gotta respect the fact that they didn't check out. You know what I mean? You got a hit record, you got a record that worked. I respect that.
Man, Simba dope as fuck. He ain't fucking Eminem fucking good.
Yeah, he can rap his ass
down somewhere, my boy. You tripping.
Man, Eminem is a fucking robot.
There is nobody MCing at no high level that won't tell you that motherfucker is not fantastic. He may not be in some of these niggas' top five because he's younger than them, or they came out at the same time.
Hey, Eminem rap like you probably can, like he probably write his fucking lyrics like mad problems. He different.
He out the school of Rakim to me, just with a little extra twist.
Yeah, he.
But certain people, Busta Rhymes is like that. Busta Rhymes is as good as hip hop can happen.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Some of these dudes, Ice Cube. Is as great as hip hop can happen.
Amazing.
It don't get greater. Any of them dudes who won an MVP, we need to have a podcast about that and give an MVP and a rookie of the year away for the first 20 years of hip hop. Maybe we need to do that on No Sense. We're going to do that the next time. I'm going to do an MVP and I'm going to nominate it myself as the Fuhrer because I can't let everybody vote on it. I'm wise enough to know. But I think that's important. But again, back to the music, man, you have to connect with the rest of the body parts. You got to get back to the rest of everything with this shit. You got to get back to the real musical parts. Now, that don't mean you get rid of your programmer. That's programming your music, right? That's programming your shit. You need to get with a record producer to finish the record, to help you finish the record. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not going to be easy. And yeah, it might cost you a couple pennies. But trust me, my boy, it's worth it in the long run. A lot of these records are programmed, but they aren't produced. And they'd be good ideas, and maybe something could happen. You know, I've seen a lot of songs get dances that take them into gold status, that take them into platinum status. You know what I mean? Some people get lucky. You know, shout out to Blueface, to Tatiana, and Dead Lokes. These are like early records on in his career, probably like within his first 10 or 20 records, if I remember correctly. But then the problem is getting the rest of them. Like, we should all be in this shit to be Snoop Dogg or Ice Cube or Too Short or E-40 or Scarface or Outkast or Kanye or
Jay-Z. But now these niggas trying to be artists and wanting to be blog.
Larry June.
Vloggers.
Larry June. Nigga talk to me about Larry June music. I'm like, I think Unk is the shit. And Uncle Larry cold, cuz, but goddamn, out of the Bay. That's like a nigga getting the NBA and be like, I want to be Ricky Ruby.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Right.
When it comes to Bay Area, LA, Too Short is the fucking GOAT. We talked about that the other day, G. And the motherfucker can rap. Too Short.
And he can fucking produce.
And he can produce. You just don't stay around. You don't have a 40 fucking year career without being great. That motherfucker is still relevant.
Where he's making more money than he ever made before. Right now, Too Short told me, nigga, I'm making more money than I ever made before.
And it all started from that. And he said it from the gate. Don't stop rapping.
He don't stop rapping. And the cold part about him is he don't do movies. He's not out doing this. He's not as Too Short as just a rapper.
And he's respected by every top tier artist you can think of.
North, South, East, and West.
And he's a producer.
And he's,
That's another thing that has went by over years for the first 10 years of his career. Yeah. He's a producer.
Scarface, producer.
Man, he wouldn't see his name next to Mike's name or next to N.O. Joe's name, so they don't realize his contributions.
Because he don't care about all that bullshit.
Well, they seen him on a Tiny Desk strumming that fucking guitar. They were like, oh, did this motherfucker play the guitar?
I'm telling you,
I think those that knew, but Scarface is a music dude. That motherfucker, Scarface, man, wants to make a rock album, dog. He said that he feel like every album he's made ain't shit until he make his Dark Side of the Moon, his versus the Pink Floyd.
As you should. That's a great album.
And a lot of people don't know it was that. Is anybody out there? He had that was influenced by all that. That's him playing the motherfucking guitar on that motherfucker to sound like some dirt, some rock shit.
That's why it's important to know records, though. That's why.
Exactly.
Because when you know records, it make your job as a producer and an MC easier. It's a cheat code when you know them records, man, especially like. So, like, the shit we grew up on, man, them niggas knew. They had a mental Rolodex of all the records. Like, when I look at my pop's record collection, man, he got everything. I'll be finding out what I didn't like. Like, I didn't even know certain songs was just instrumentals. Like, when I heard certain popular instrumental songs or whatever, like damn, that was never no lyrics to this beat. This is just a beat, a popular. Like,
it's like the opposite of a cheat code. Because a cheat code is doing something without doing the work. That's the actual work, you know, to learn all that shit. And I feel like
it's just alley hoop to somebody like me. Like, they did it. So now all you got to do, but I still got to do, now I just got to go listen to it and figure it out. And it's a, man.
Dope. Scarface is chasing Dark Side of the Moon. That's how you could tell he's a music person with records. He's not just the brand, the act. Like,
He not.
For me, if I was chasing my Magnus Opus record, would probably be probably Just Another Way to Say I Love You by Barry White. That's what my gangster rap record would be like, what that represented to music.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Think we all got something that we chasing, bro. And sometimes, man, it could kind of haunt you. You know, chasing Nirvana. I recorded, man, probably 100 songs for Cereal and Water and still could never get it right. Not what I heard in my head, and I would put out bits and pieces over the years of it. But just the level of musicianship that I needed, bro, that I was trying to attain, because I was actually chasing Marvin Gaye's album.
Which album?
The one with doom 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 da da da,
da, oh, da,
Inner City Blues. I was chasing Inner City Blues with that because I wanted that album to where if somebody found it 100 years from now, they would feel what Cleveland looked like. You feel what I mean? They would be able to listen to that album and feel what Cleveland is. Like,
is that what he's from? No.
Yeah, from Cleveland though.
No, he said, is that what Marvin Gaye from?
Oh, no, that's not where he's from. But that album, man, for the times that we were in, it was real pivotal in my life. My mom used to play that record when I was a little kid all the time. And I would clean it up and stuff. And it just, because you got to remember at the time she was playing it, we lived in the basement of an apartment building. You know, they got apartments and basements and shit like that to where you could look out the window, but you see the ground. And uh-huh. I would see the corner. And you would see the people walking across the street. And, you know, I didn't know this until years later, but those were prostitutes and hustlers and everything else that was living right outside my building.
When you think of that, you hear the music.
I hear the music, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. I hear that. I've always wanted to chase that. That's why Cereal and Water was never designed for me to do all the rap no song, but I was gonna be writing every song and have a lot of like R&B on there, man. Like
he wanted them do it all ass niggas too.
Well, I was writing this shit. I could.
You should have went and got Eddie LaVert.
You know what?
You're talking about what the album they want. So give me that Don't Be Cruel. Give me a Don't Be Cruel.
You chase Don't Be Cruel.
One album with Party? I would have never thought that.
Man, I love that record, man. I love the music.
How come your music going to be extra party than full like Don't Be Cruel?
Man, I love the music behind that shit, man.
That's a great jamming album. I would have never thought that. Yeah, so, but this is my point. If we all know this, then really we should be connecting like any other artist into that era of shit. Like we don't have to carry, you know, in hip hop is really great at bringing people together. You know what I mean? We don't have to carry the load of everything. There is no extra credit in carrying the load of everything. Nobody on this fucking Michael Jackson is still more famous than Prince. Nobody get the only the niggas who care about that care that Prince played all that shit. The most
you know the thing the world, I think, man, people get caught up in doing everything because even if I would have got an Eddie LaVert, I don't think he would have nailed the way I wanted it, the way I envisioned it.
Ain't that a bitch?
He'd have been close to it, but I had a certain vision in my mind of what I wanted.
Your mind is bullshit. It's Eddie LaVert from the old days. Ain't that a bitch? Eddie gonna tell you, like, well, that's not what I had in mind, Ed. I'm glad he's in my head because he cussed your
that ain't right, out. Eddie, do it again.
Please cuss this nigga out. Ed, listen, Mr. Eddie, man, you ain't doing it, man. Get classic song. Well, this is not what I have in my mind.
Do you know who I should have had involved in it? I should have had Eddie Love involved in it. I swear my dad is probably the greatest songwriter of all fucking time, man.
Sure, but you also could have had Ed LaVert. That's okay. Could have had Ed LaVert.
And you know, man, how tortured my dad is, man. My dad missed the Motown meeting, man, because his brother, dog.
Did you ever work with other Ohio artists?
I would, for sure.
So you was making an Ohio, a Cleveland album without touching no other Cleveland niggas.
No, Bone Thugs was gonna be heavily involved in it.
The production, still.
The production of it. You know what?
That nigga. Hold up.
Bone Thugs.
I really don't like how you just tried to get at Ed LaVert. That we met.
No, I love Ed LaVert, dog. I would have loved to work with him. I would have loved to have that, dog. I'd love to have that.
You know who Edward LaVert is, P?
Yeah.
From the OJ, this nigga tell us, well, that ain't what I got in my head. Man, you better change what's jams, in your head.
I got some jams, man.
Edward LaVert, nigga.
That would have been the shit.
And that's my point.
You know what I should have done?
Cleveland album.
I should have went and got an apartment up there and put all the studio equipment up in there and recorded that motherfucker in Cleveland.
I believe
in
that
place. What's the name of the amphitheater up by the Observatory at the north, at the top end of Vermont Ave, way up there in the hills?
The Observatory?
No, there's a musical venue there, an outdoor venue.
Amphitheater. Oh, I went there once.
Greek. It's the Greek, right?
Yeah. No, it might be.
That's a theater, the Greek theater?
Yeah, outdoor
one.
Concert amphitheater.
I know you're talking about.
I seen them there. I seen them perform there.
This nigga just got an Ed LaVert, like, well, that's not what's in my head. You better change what's in your motherfucking head, nigga.
No. I would never ever disrespect.
I can hear you in there trying to produce on the love of money right now, but I don't really like how that sound, Ed. We need to change that. He said, for the love of money. I don't like that riff. You need to go lower. Nigga, it's Edward LaVert. Eddie, nigga. Yeah. You ain't getting no Kinsman dad. You ain't get nobody from Kinsman. No Daz Man members. See, I always felt like
that would have been. You know what, G? We could still do it. I'm probably way sharper today than I was back then.
But you're not gonna do it now.
Yes, I will. I'll do that to finish that, to complete that. That's my life.
You ain't never even put the verse on the song that you said you was going to put on the Jones.
You know what? As soon as I'm able to do it, I'm going to go do that shit today. As a matter of fact, that's EP. I don't call you twice, EP.
You went to his house twice and never did it.
No, he had something to do that day. That was him.
I'm going to
go play that motherfucker today, as a matter of fact.
EP came rapping for you.
I think when artists get older, they get scared.
I need you to rap it for me.
No, no, no. I say he can't rap it for you. You got to rap it. Oh,
man, I don't need nobody to rap my shit for me, man. You got me fucked up.
I know you don't. That's why, but you didn't rap it. You didn't do it.
Twice.
Yes, I am. I'm going to go get that shit done.
When's the last time you recorded a rap verse?
Every day. I rap every day of my life.
A rap verse.
It ain't go take no time.
It's on a no filler platform.
Stubborn in a motherfucker, huh? That nigga stubborn like Deuce Mac. Hey.
Hold up, Steel. Look, we gonna let you rap right now on No Ceilings for the No Ceilings audience. Let's see if my big brother. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Whoever listening to this fucking podcast,
I used to DM this nigga on
my big brother. Thing. Used to be ice cold on the mic, man. Like
it used to be. I sharp. Still got some shit.
Pen is still sharp. Your pen is still sharp. I don't know if you still sharp in front of a microphone rapping.
Is this a
microphone? I learned that lesson 48 hours ago.
is this the microphone right here, right?
Get off. Kick something hard.
I'm a bust the verse. I'm a bust on that thing.
Kick it.
That's something.
Don't read it, though. If you don't know about now, then you ain't ready.
Nigga, I know this shit, nigga. I ain't going to read it.
Look down. Wrap it. Put the mic up and go. You looking down at the phone.
Niggas at the desk, stay yo.
Looking at the phone.
Yeah, I let that go. Paraplegic, former cops taking shots, I know. And that smoked out weenie, but it stopped that blow. Niggas think it's a game till I cock that foe. Reduce him down to a stain, come and mop that hoe. Niggas hit the ground head first and feet last. Treat them like pinatas and knock money out the ass. Had gangs of 20s going mention my name. Ran with the treetops, sold boulders with insanes. Pop niggas for plot, ain't no stopping my reign. Never banged, but had a thing in common, rocking the cane. 89, had a sack on Ohio and Anaheim. Slept anybody whispering about mine. You could see me with Fombi, R, Peter, Eric, Ely, Black Jack. We made slanging look easy. Yeah, I'm one of those. That's easy, though. Come on, man. In front of a microphone.
That was good.
The shit. Listen, your pen is crazy, but that flow has been a long time. You got to punch that.
I ain't going to punch that shit.
You definitely got to punch that.
You did good right there, bro. You when you stand it up, we got to put that mic high as a motherfucker, nigga, too, for your big
I'm
going to
be like this. One thing, and quick tell the nigga that shit. You just hold your voice up like this, put that mic up here.
You don't
like
even
this.
Know the shit by heart still.
I do know the shit by heart.
Rap it.
This is the thing.
Stop looking down.
Thing right here.
Stop looking down and rap it.
Let me see. I'll turn the phone over. Bullets remind niggas of the debt stay. Yo, few pussies speaking my name. Yeah, I let that go. Paraplegic, former cops taking shots, I know. And that smoked out weenie, but it cut that blow. Niggas think it's a game till I cock that foe. Reduce them down to a stain, come and mop that hoe. Niggas hit the ground head first and feet last. Treat them like pinatas and knock money out their ass. See, don't you ever fuck with me. I got
finish.
My shit.
Let's finish.
That ain't the end, nigga. That ain't the end.
Finish it.
Man, I ain't got to finish the motherfucker. I know that shit by heart.
It sounded way better when you rapped it by heart, but you don't know the
that
rest of it.
20's going to mention my name. Ran with the treetops, old boulders with insanes. Pop niggas for plot. Ain't no stopping my reign. That thing with that a thing and come rocking the cane. 89 had a sack in Ohio and Anaheim. Slept anybody whispering about mine. You can see me with Fombi, R, Peter, Eric, Ely, Black Jack. We made slanging look easy. Yeah, I'm one of those. I always remember my shit.
All right. You might be out, Brad. You got a little way to go.
All right.
It's a dope verse.
Yeah, I'm about to go lay that motherfucker, and I'm going to have EP recorded so y'all can see I'm going to do it one time, and I may just come back and do a couple other tracks, do my overdubs and shit.
Zero chance it's a one take.
Yeah. Put that shit on Gangsta Chronicles, and they go chew your ass.
For what? But what on Gangsta Chronicles?
Remix
you know, man, hey, them crackers, nigga, them fans and them comments mean as a motherfucker, nigga.
Man, you know what Charlamagne told me one day, though?
But that's a dope verse, though.
You know what Charlamagne told me one day, dog? That if niggas ain't in your comments hating, you ain't made it.
That's what I agree.
He told me that. I said, what the fuck is wrong with these people, dog? And you know what I found out, too? Them be your biggest fans. You know how many times I don't have niggas cuss me out and tell me I ain't shit, only to come back and say, still, I just want to apologize, man. You know, I love da 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 da. Man, them is motherfuckers we don't know, dog, just trying to get your attention. You think I give a fuck about a nigga in the comment? If anything, they're making your engagement higher. Because the nigga that hates you go comment more than the dude that like you. How many times have you went out your way to go comment on somebody that you like?
Yeah, that's the Yelp theory. You're going to always thumbs, you know, one star restaurant that fucks up your burger, and you never going to give credit to the best place.
You just never do, bro. It's like this. I remember, man, when Glasses, when he was new, Glasses was so upset because the motherfucker was fucking with him online. You remember that shit, G?
I wanted to find that nigga.
And G really wanted to find this nigga. I said, bro, this is exercise in futility. You never go find that motherfucker. But you know what I do think? I think we pay too much attention to the motherfuckers that say fucked up shit to us versus us commending the motherfuckers that tell us they like what we're doing.
I agree. I made that change about 2 months ago.
It's bilateral.
Yeah, because really, like some people out their way, dog. I follow them back and I do all that shit and tell them thanks because that shit, you appreciate that shit. Because a motherfucker, how many times have we went and told our favorite artists we like them?
That's true. It is. Like, if I would have never saw Scarface in person, he would have never knew what I felt about his music.
That's what I'm saying, dog. And I know that shit mean a lot to them because I tell Willie D, when I kick one of Willie D's rhymes back to him, he get the smile and shit. He'll finish the shit sometimes. But that's dope. You got to let motherfuckers know how you feel when they hear, dog.
One time, it was me, Deuce, Joey. It was a group of us and Deuce Mac Garage. And the click, Be About Your Paper came on. And I FaceTimed Be Legit with us all rapping. And you could just see him smiling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit is the shit. It's dope to be able to tell. Even like when, like I'll notice when I'm talking about Dog, like I didn't never know how much he pay attention. You know what I mean? How much he sees of the shit I'm saying, to where it's like, damn, this nigga know his shit.
Dog is definitely a culturally aware dude, man. And I will say this about Dog, man. Whether it's prime Snoop Dogg from 92, 93 or now, Snoop Dogg is he's a great rapper, dog. Like, he may not be, Snoop can freestyle like a motherfucker.
He got hit records freestyling.
That's what I'm saying. This nigga got hit records freestyling, see?
Classic album freestyling. Bro, you don't got to convince me. I keep telling y'all, I've been telling y'all this shit for a while. You know what's funny, man? I was trying to tell this to somebody. I never heard Snoop get served on a song. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to sound crazy, but whatever I heard him do, is as good as it's going to be on the song.
I felt that way about Too Short.
Too Short is another dude that's really hard. Yeah, because they know their style so perfect that it's hard to out-rap them. It don't even matter what you're doing when you're on the song with Short, because Short going to come through and be the best version of Short. And honestly, that's what I've been trying to master more than anything when we do records. You know what I mean? I'm still working on mastering that, where it's like, it don't matter how good Joey does a record or Deuce does a record. When you hear Glasses, you know what time it is. And it's like, man, that nigga sound good. Now, there's always going to be niggas asking, oh, what about Snoop on this song with Jay-Z? And it's like, if you like a style, I don't remember ever hearing. It's not like when I heard Renegade with Eminem and Jay-Z, where I was like, these niggas is both rapping for it. You know what I mean? Snoop is always going to be Snoop. Honestly, to me, one of Snoop's greatest comparison is Too Short. You know what I mean? Because they do the same thing, to where it's hard to top. Like, when you're on a song with Snoop, Snoop is going to be Snoop. And that shit is just like no hip hop personality, you know, outside of DMX, is probably as Busta Rhymes and DMX are the only ones that have that kind of personality, where it's like they can beat them every time and it's just as prolific as Snoop being Snoop. You know what I mean? You hear Busta Rhymes on the phone,
ain't as big as them.
Huh?
And Free.
Free is,
man, you ever heard
Free? On the next tier, I'll say Free, and I'll say like Mystical.
Mystical is
not on that next tier down that aren't triple, quadruple platinum.
But this is the one thing I say, is Too Short and Snoop maintain their character at all times. You ain't never heard Snoop and Too Short come with the iggity biggity shit or none of that other shit. You know, you should get other niggas that might try different styles and shit like that.
I'll be so mad if they have Too Short rapping like that. Nigga, do not give me no boy, Too Short.
The Migos flow.
Man, I'd be mad as a motherfucker.
All that shit, man.
I remember hearing the album, Random doing it. It did sound different. It was like, I could take it for one record, right? I loved it on Forgot About Dre. But then the Migos
and just so niggas don't think I'm dissing, I thought the Migos was incredible. I think them niggas can rap their ass off.
Well, that's what makes them special. Can't nobody do that.
They can't rap their ass off. I used to hate them, but I was ignorant.
And I come from that era too, dog, to where you just didn't bite niggas shit like that. You did what you did and let them other niggas do what they do.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't never heard Glasses doing those double time raps.
I got some too. But just to show up, but I do it the way Glasses does it. What's funny is one of the greatest moments as an MC was the song I did on 8 last album. And I just felt like I had got to a place to where I was so comfortable with who I was and what I do that it didn't even matter what nobody else do at that point.
That's how I want to be all the time, too. Like, you just know you bringing what you're supposed to bring to the table. That shit. All that, like, I want to have the best verse energy and shit. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, I think you just got to do your shit, man. And I know one thing I'm trying to link up right now. I want to see Glasses. I want to see y'all do that record with Project Pat, but I want Project Pat to rap on some West Coast shit. I think that shit would sound crazy.
It might sound funny, man. Pat be needing that space to do that shit that he do.
Yeah, the tempo could be too fast, maybe, do you think?
That shit hard as a motherfucker.
That's part of his greatness.
How you going to speed it up, though?
tell him, can we get a hook?
Jerry.
Give us a hook.
Hell yeah, y'all might have to go get on the Memphis record. Y'all might have to get on the Memphis. You know what?
Pat G could crush a Memphis record. Your voice
on a Memphis record.
Slaughter a Memphis beat.
G actually sound his best over Southern beats to me.
Yeah, definitely.
I love my West Coast shit. When G is on that shit that's in the dirt slow, that shit sound amazing.
Yeah, you got that blues. That gritty, heavy, bluesy
overtone. But you know what? Even if we look at it in Memphis, going back to the point of this whole podcast, maybe it's in Stax Records.
Yeah. So
maybe when we do make that record, when we try to do a record with Pat, Jay, like with 3-6 or something, we find something out of Stax record catalog.
Hell yeah. Well, you see, 3-6 made their whole motherfucking thing off of Isaac Hayes.
Did you supposed to?
Isaac Hayes, that's what they did. Them niggas got all eyes. They got about 3 or 4 top 10 records that's off of one Isaac Hayes song.
It's supposed
to be.
The one
with Pop My Collar.
I
Stay Fly. All that shit is all the same record, though. Them niggas took one record and made multiple songs.
That's like Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre did it 3 different times with Leon Haywoods. I Want to Do Something Freaky to You. G-Thang, he produced something for somebody else, and The Wash is the same song.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. It's the second half of I Want to Do Something Freaky to You. G-Thang is the first half. But again, it goes back into he who knows the records have the keys to the hip-hop kingdom.
Right. You remember that record Quick did for Shaq and Peter Guns?
Oh, yeah. High Ground on the West Side.
That's Peter Guns on the hook, too. But the other one, when they both rapping on it.
Okay.
And I remember Quick telling me, like, yeah, that's what Bitch Please is. Bitch Please is just that beat. Just, you know, slow down a little bit. If you go listen to that, and if you go listen, you can hear it.
Them niggas, that's why when Dre said he first heard the records Puffin' them was coming with, he got mad. Because he said, I dad all them records, and I didn't fuck with them.
Yep.
Niggas got to know the records, dog. You got to do the homework, bro.
But again, it's also dope because, and even at that time, even with all of them sampling, like Puffin' them didn't really fuck with funk like that. The closest would have been the Entombe record that
going back to Cali.
No, the Entombe record.
Oh, that's the
yeah.
And I will say this about going back to Cali: you can tell that was kind of like their interpolation of what funk was.
Yeah, but even that, who did that? Mo B.
Yeah, Mo B. It was tight.
Yeah, that shit was super tight. That's but I was thinking, record, like that was considered jazz. Entombe was considered jazz as well, right? Just like so they might have had funky elements, right? Like with the Biggie song they sampled for Hypnotize, that Herb Albert song, Rise, right? That can have a funky undertone, but it's a jazz record. So I respect even how Puff and them when they stayed into jazz and R&B. You know what I mean? And I respected that Dre and them stayed in kind of to hard funk with a little blues.
Man, that shit was.
But what about the what's the brother's name? She that did Girls All Pause with Nate and Corrupt?
Boyfriend Virginia, Bink.
That Bink, that's a nigga from the East Coast. That shit was funky and a motherfucker.
And it's funny, man.
Real producers, man.
When I talk to Bink about it, like, his style is so versatile as a, and that's to me important. Like, we again, the guys
have a Timberlandy Virginia sound,
right? The guys making records from Detroit. I was telling some homies from Detroit, I'm like, bro, take y'all records, go try to fuck with Denon, go fuck with Eminem. Like, you don't need these niggas to rap, but if they help you finish some of these ideas with their knowledge of producing and finishing records, man, you would have a way bigger Detroit record. But the Detroit scene is exactly kind of what happens when it's just kind of stuck into just itself. And you don't have the help of, you know, the guys with the experience. I couldn't imagine what the Chronic would have sounded like if they made that just at home with no solar musicians to help. Outside of the guys that was giving them ideas, the Dazzes, the Warrens, the Chris's, Chris the Glove, and them, shout out to the homies. But if you didn't have the ear sometime of whoever the solar musicians was that came in and played, or you didn't have the ear of a Dick Griffey coming in every now and then, it probably doesn't sound that way. It becomes It becomes some kind of programmed idea without a finished level of production.
One of the things where I think them cats in Detroit is fucking up too, I know, because people have a tendency to latch onto a sound when it pops, right? That dude, Hell of Us, probably the most influential producer in Detroit right now with the boom, boom, boom. Them thick bass lines that he came with them bass lines, you know, with the boom, boom, boom. And you hear it in every damn song damn near now.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
You know, bow, bow, bow.
With the boom, boom, boom. Every bass line, boom, boom, boom.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the west coast of the USA and produced by my homeboy, A King, for the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.